Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving, and I mean mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God is good, folks, and His mercy endures forever, and He loves us so much. Sometimes people get caught up in the world. That doesn't stop the love of God. Sometimes people select the way of the world, but that doesn't stop the love of God. And sometimes the enmity that God put between His seed and Satan's seed is more obvious than others, but that still doesn't stop that wonderful love of God. Before it's all over and done with, people are going to know God tried to redeem them. He raised up preachers, prophets, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, pastors, teachers to help us out, to help us come out of the world, to generate light before our eyes. But see, you got to stick with the plan of God. God knows what He's doing. He's got this thing all figured out. He knows that when the right people see the light, they're going to come. He knows that when any man that loves the world, he's going to reject the light. And the people that love the world, they're not coming to the Lord. They're just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Now, what we can do for people, especially our loved ones and people we care about, people we should love everybody, but the Lord gave us promises as parents. The way we love God, our children has a much higher chance of loving God if we love God. If we train them up in the way that they should go when they're old, they won't depart from it. Now, that's a true scripture. That gives us promise. And I love that scripture. I've stood on that scripture. And I said, Lord, if you ever give me children, I'm going to teach them your ways. And I do my best to do that. And I don't know how many prayers I prayed over my children, all of them, but it's way up there in the millions. It's got to be. Because I've been praying for them for years, from the time they were infants, all of them. It's possible that every day, or at least every several times a week, I pray over my children. But nevertheless, I thank God for my children, because I've seen what happens to people that go to hell. They can't come back. They can't get a do-over. They wish they wasn't there. That's one thing that everybody in hell have in common. But that doesn't mean that if God lets some of them out, they'll change. Some people go right back to the world. I know that sounds crazy, but I've heard a friend of mine told me a testimony. He saw a guy went to hell, and he saw people sitting on a bench as far as he could see, on fire. And in agony, he said, Jesus, get me out of here. And he came back to his body, but he didn't change his life. And I know a man that did that. He knew that if he had crossed the line, he wouldn't have been able to come back. He woke up in the paramedic's arms saying, let me go, let me go. And the paramedic said, I can't, you got a broke neck. I got to hold you. He said, I wasn't talking to you. He was talking to the what was on the other side, trying to pull him over the line. But he continued to do his thing. I ministered to him best I could. Hopefully he listened one day. I don't know whether he's still living or not. But when I knew him, he didn't change his life. But one thing he did that was real amazing to me, he had a friend that got married, and they used to hang together. He said, man, you don't need to be out here in the streets with me. You need to be at home with your wife and daughter. And, even a man that was worldly told his friend, but you know, don't hang with me. Hey, I'm not, you know, I'm not right. But this is after he broke his neck. And his mother was a woman of God. And, you know, he didn't listen to her that day. And he had that wreck. But when I knew him, he didn't change his life. So just because a man go to hell don't mean they'll come back and change their life. Some people have seen it besides Christians. And the wiser ones get saved and the worldly ones don't. And God loves us so much. He knows what he's doing. You can try to beg people into the kingdom of God, but if they don't receive the light of God's word, if they don't receive truth, and if they don't enter into the, you know, if they love the world, they got enmity with God. And I'm going to share something that the Lord gave me just before I did this. Something was on my mind, and the Lord gave me this. I need a date. I'm going to write the date. Today is March the 22nd, I think. Yes. Let's see what today's date is. Yeah, March the 21st, 2022. It is a Monday, and this is what the Lord gave me. He said, all who love the world system have one thing in common. And that really, and I tried to figure it out. I said, Lord, just tell me, because I'm not going to mess this up. And he continued. He said, all who love the world system have one thing in common. They share an unconditional enmity with God. No matter how hard they attempt to hide it, it's there. Only people who believe God love God. Only people who seek the Lord through Jesus Christ with faith know God. All who love the world have enmity against God, and they will not enter into the glories of the Lord. Nor can they value it. They will never yield. They are opposite. They are fallen. And they remain fallen, saith the Lord. They are not subject to me, nor can they be. Only those who love and come to truth will receive salvation. All others will reject it according to the parable of the sower. There are three reasons people reject God. The wayside heart, they won't let the word in at all. And then there are those who heard the word, rejoice. They know life is real. But then when they're tried, they let it go and walk away like the rich young ruler. Or worse. And I hope the rich young ruler got his mind right and came back, but I don't know what happened to him. And then there's the third type. The word penetrated their heart. But the lust of other things entering in and the cares of this world choke the word and they become unfruitful. Or they become, what's a better way of putting unfruitful? See, Genesis spent a lot of time showing us that everything bears fruit after its type. All right. Jesus is our focus. So everybody who believe on Jesus, they become like he is. But those who allow the world to choke the word out, they become unfruitful, or you can say it this way, unchristlike in their ways, in their conduct, in their doings. They live by fears and pressures, and the word is choked and they can't bear fruit. Their attention is on something that's not of God. And they become indifferent. And I used to think that I used to think they were saved, but just they didn't bear fruit. Well, if you don't bear fruit, you need to get saved. And this is why I say that. Jesus put it this way. He said, let your light shine, which means you don't have to make it shine. It will shine all by itself. If you love God and you seek to do it his way, and you're trying to, you avoid trouble. You don't want to get in trouble. You don't want to be wrong. You don't want to offend people. You don't allow yourself to say anything. But you seek to do things correctly, according to the wisdom and love of God. Sometimes you can't explain why. And if you say anything wrong, you feel terrible about it. And you ask God to forgive you and help you not to do that again. And you don't want to do it from the heart. From the heart, you want to do what's right. From the mind, sometimes you get ashamed of how you think and what you're capable of thinking. And you cry out to the Lord and deal with it. But when people become unfruitful and they don't repent, they become leaven. And, you know, even among demons, some are more wicked than others. The wayside heart is more wicked than the person who let the world choke the word out of them. And the person that's a wayside heart, they're much more wicked than the person who once tasted, you know, the things of God, and they didn't bear roots, and then they just kind of forgot about it. They just let it go and forget. They, you know, enmity with God is enmity with God, no matter what graduated scale it's on. It'll still keep you out of the kingdom of heaven. And it not only will it keep you out of the kingdom of heaven, it'll keep you from desiring to be in the kingdom of heaven. People who love the world have a hard time loving God, loving his people. They don't really appreciate knowing him. They're different. They're opposite. They're not like you. If you love God, they're different. You know, the Lord said they're opposite. Now, the Lord knew this all along. He showed us. We just didn't connect the dots sometime. I have tried to get the word over to people, and I realize I'm just getting on their nerves. And they don't really enjoy talking to me. And then there are those who enjoy talking. And you call them to talk for 10 or 15 minutes and stay on the phone 2 or 3 hours. Because they're hungry. Now, I'm a busy person. I have to manage everything I do. But I try to take time with people that want to know God. And I try to make myself available. And even sacrifice. And I don't have a lot of time to sacrifice, but I will sacrifice time to talk to people. And my friends that love God and want to talk, I spend time with them. More than I ever did. I thank God for retirement. And I have more time, but it still seemed like the sun sets before I wanted to. But see, the reason I'm giving these facts is because They were always there, and you're definitely going to run into it. But you can't always tell who's who and why people are the way they are. It's not obvious to us. The Lord has to reveal it to you. So this is very important to understand. For instance, if marriage is important to you, you want to have a spouse that loves God. Sometimes you might be watching a TV network like Victory that Kenneth Copeland put on TV, and you see people loving God, going to college to make a difference in the world, and then they marry somebody that loves them and that want to do the same thing. And you know, you can tell that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, they love God. Now, I know people put foolishness on the internet about them, but I don't believe it, because when you love God, when I listen to both of them minister, they have the joy of the Lord. That can't be faked. And then this network honors God. Everything they do. Now, you know, the Lord knows his people. And I believe that they are people of God. And they both have said things that have blessed me for years. Now, the enemy will always speak evil against those that do good. The truth will be evil spoken of, because there's a multitude of people out there that love this world. And they're waiting on somebody that love God to make a fat mistake, so that they can jump all over it. They can't wait to talk about something negative. And some people will just make up something. And sometimes, see, Jesus said you can't go by how things seem. You know, with righteousness, he made judgments. He told us not to go by how things look, but go by the Holy Spirit. It's dangerous to speak against people that love God. Jesus told Paul, "Why do you persecute me?" He's out to put the church in jail or kill him. He held the coast for Stephen. But he also got saved. Thank God he did. And see, that's sometimes people will do dastardly things, but the Lord still loves them. He don't give up on us. He loves us so much. And he wants us to know him. And he wants us to understand. I want people to understand. He told me, "Let not my people lack knowledge." Now, from the day he gave me that vision and showed me that, I've been attempting to do that in every which way I possibly can. I've been misunderstood because of that devotion. I have been terribly misunderstood because of that devotion. People think I'm after something that I don't even care about. And I love God. I love his people. And when I see a thoroughbred, just like I talked about in last week's broadcast, you know, that's a real racehorse. I mean, that's the kind you want to invest in. Some Christians are thoroughbreds in their ways and in their doctrine. People that have earned my trust, the top revelation that God gave me, I want to give it to them. And I yield to the Holy Spirit, because timing is everything. He knows when people can receive certain things and when they can't, or when they will, or how they'll, you know, respond to it. Now, I get puzzled at the reaction, just like I talk about sometimes, but all I know is I get puzzled about how people's response. I expect things to be one way, but it's another way. And I depend on the Holy Spirit to show me why. Sometimes it looked like Cain jealousy or Saul jealousy, pride or preeminence problems. But I really don't know. And whatever the deal is, whatever it is, when I would have revelation and try to give it to some of my pastor friends, and I get around them and then my mind go blank. I can't remember it until I leave their presence. You know, what do you do with that? I don't know how to judge that. But I know it happens, and I know I came to understand that the Holy Spirit caused me to forget things so I don't talk too much. And I remember the scripture Paul said, we're stewards of the mysteries of God. See, I can't tell what's going on with a person. I don't know who has enmity against God and who don't. I just can't tell you that until the Holy Spirit will have to reveal it. Now, some people mean well, but they're ignorant, like Pharisee Saul was ignorant. But when he came to the light, he worked against being ignorant, and he became a mighty man of God. And people grow from glory to glory. They change, you know, we change from glory to glory. So a word in season will work. A word out of season won't work. Now, even the Lord tell me things in different graduations or different seasons. Some things I wish I had known long ago, but I couldn't. Maybe I couldn't process it or something. You know, that's why I don't like to speculate. Now, the only reason I bring these kind of things up is because I know for a fact you're going to definitely run into it. Because this is not an isolated problem. This is a people problem. Wherever there's people, that's what they do. And some people are more honorable than others. Some people are more foolish than others. Some people are more hateful than others. And thank God that some people are more loving than others. Now, the reason I'm bringing all these things up is because you have to understand your enemy. Even though we don't have strife against people, that don't mean that they're not enemies. And just because they're enemies don't mean that we don't love them. Sometimes the people we love the most is actually an enemy. Because everybody, let's go back to what God said. All who love the world system have one thing in common. They share an unconditional enmity with God. So if you love God, they're going to be an enemy to you. And no matter how hard they attempt to hide it, it is there. Only God knows. He can see it. He knows for what it is. We can't tell. We can't judge it. And sometimes the Lord just spares us the pain. But we know something ain't right. If you keep seeking the truth, the Lord will show it to you. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Not all truth is pleasant things to know. And I'm sorry that people like to preach just, they act like everything the Holy Spirit will show you is going to be fun to learn. That's not true. Not by a long shot. Sometimes when you see on the other side, you see life as it really is. And some people are going to get a rude awakening. They'll see what their children are really doing. If you don't believe me, find one of your children's diaries. That, you know, if they write a journal and you happen to read it, sometimes that can seem like another person. That's not my daughter. That's not my son. He would never say something like that. Oh, yes, he will. But keep loving them. Train them up in the way they should go. Because the devil's going to definitely try to lie to them. And they may go through a time of confusion, but eventually, when they get a taste of the world, they're going to find out what the world really is. And if they have a comparison and any loving, they will return. But if they lose the love of God, then they may not. That goes, I'm not trying to curse anybody's child. But I went through different phases. I was a different person before I got saved. But I saw the consistency of my parents, and I wanted life. I wanted to have that. I made a lot of decisions as a sinner because there was a lot of things I didn't do that I desired to do, but I didn't do it because I knew that was going to stop me from having the life I was after. I was still being selfish, but I was also being wise. I knew some girls, if I talk to them, they're gonna break your heart because they wild. And see, sometimes guys like girls that's kind of wild. But if you go down that road, you're gonna have a lot of wild problems. And I began to understand that. I wanted a wife, not a girlfriend. I wanted somebody I could marry, and feel and build my life with. And I'm still that way now. I don't want a wild child, and I don't want wild children either, because it takes both parents. You know, if you love God and the other parent don't love God, then that's a problem. But if you're wise and you seek the Lord, God can still help you save your children, so they'll end up in heaven. Now, see, people see their children here, but their heart's going to be broken if they go to heaven and their children are not there. They're going to cry. I promise you they're going to cry. They're going to know that their child is burning up and uncomfortable, and they're going to cry. Well, guess what? Every parent that loses a child to hell, that child is more God's child than yours. So if people, you know, we need to take life serious. We should have took life serious in the first place. While we was out there in the world acting a nut, we should have been learning of God. While men are at home watching football, they should have been at church. When they out and stay at home, they take more time for basketball than Jesus. Well, when COVID happened, nobody could go nowhere. Everybody that had been marking time, now time is marking them. You know, when that happened, you know, Pierre Stone said that his mother had never seen, or his grandmother had never seen nothing like that before. I think he said his mother said she was, he told her how old she was. She said, I've never seen anything like this. I didn't either. I'm 58. But in a way, this is why I was somewhat relieved. Because the Lord, in 2016, he started dealing with me about end time stuff and how he was going to come back. In 2017, he said, tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left. He used the word imminent. Any moment now, without warning, I'm coming back. Tell my people to be ready that they be not left. Now, that's not the way people talk on TV anymore. It's been so many years since I heard that kind of language. And I sat up in my bed. I said, Lord, something needs to happen to wake folk. I don't know what, but... And I didn't even know how to pray for this. I didn't even know what to pray. So I prayed in the Holy Spirit. I said, Lord, something needs to happen to wake folks up. I said, a lot of things that the Lord have taught me is not... it's not going out there like it need to. People are conceited in their ways. They think they're right when they're not. They're doing things that they shouldn't. They got bad examples, poor teaching, and a lot of sorrow. And then there are those who seek the Lord to know him, and their voice is not heard like it should be. So I knew God called me to be an apostle, and he teach me things about the church and how it works. I also knew that there was a great revival happening and among people that love him. And I knew that too. I was comforted somewhat by that, but I knew a lot of things were going to happen. A lot of people were going to be devastated. So I said, Lord, something needed to happen, but I didn't know what to do or how to pray for it of my own wisdom, except for praying in the Holy. I sought him all the time about this, and I did everything he told me to do, but I felt like that wasn't enough, not for what needed to happen. Then when COVID hit, I didn't like people dying of a disease like that, but one thing about it, it caused families to go home. I was glad for that. I was glad for something to happen, a joke. I was glad for the joke, not the destruction, not the losses, but the joke, to take things serious before the king is coming, and everybody needed to be alerted. I believe in people getting a fair shake, a fair warning. And I thank God for the people that I found out about, such as Henry Groover. I had a vision of the rapture years ago, and I started watching YouTube. That's when I didn't really watch YouTube till that time. And I started listening to people who had other visions about the rapture. That's how I found out about Henry Groover, Steve Quayle, Timothy Alberino, L.A. Mazzulli, many others. I watched a lot of, I got caught up with Perry Stone. I watched him a lot in those days. Still do. And Sid Roth. And, you know, I used to just study the word and minister. But then I started listening to others that were saying the same thing God was giving me. And I thank God for especially Henry Groover. Now, let's look at John 3:16. He says, for God so loved the world. Now, he's talking about the people, not the system. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, everybody loved that scripture, and I do too. Verse 17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." I love that one. "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." He had light and rejected it. Now this is the one I'm getting to. Verses 19 to 20. "And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." See, loving the world system will cause you to be an enemy against God. Now watch verse 20. "For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." Oh, now that explains a lot. Most people just stop at 3:16. But when you read verse 21, you see the other side of the coin. Let me read it again. "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest that they are worked in God." That's 21. Verse 20 says, "For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are worked in God." So this is very important. This is not going away. This is an everyday fact, not just an end time fact. This happened. This is from the beginning and even until now. It's always been true. So we should have been seeking after the Lord a long time ago, not just recently. And there is much to learn. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. This is called